With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's chief of staff pushing back on a Vanity Fair story that includes a lot of blunt quotes.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is blasting a Vanity Fair piece that featured months of interviews about the second Trump presidency. Writing on social media, she called the profile a disingenuously framed hit piece on her and a Trump staff and cabinet she describes as the finest in history. Wiles did not deny any specific quotations attributed to her, including saying she was aghast at Elon Musk's dismantling of USAID and that President Trump has an alcoholic's personality, even though he doesn't drink. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. military has carried out another series of strikes on three alleged drug boats in the eastern Pacific.
In a statement on social media, the military says the strikes targeted designated terrorist organizations and killed a total of eight people. Secretary Pete Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are expected to provide closed-door briefings on the campaign today for all members of Congress.
As correspondent Ben Thomas, the U.S. gained 64,000 jobs in November but lost 105,000 in October as federal workers departed after some cutbacks. Economist Steve Moore crunches the numbers.
It shows there's still jobs out there, 7 million job openings in the United States today, so it's still a pretty healthy jobs market for people who are looking for jobs. It's a pretty good picture right now with respect to the U.S. economy. Not great, but good on the jobs front.
Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, the highest since 2021. Americans held the line on spending in October, with sales at retailers and restaurants unchanged from the month before. Analysts say consumers moderated their spending amid concerns about higher prices and other economic uncertainties. It also comes following more lavish spending over the summer. This is SRN News. A boy wins a girls' dance competition in Ireland again.
Alyssa Saltzman, a boy who is living as a girl, has taken the crown in the under-16 solo category of the girls' Southern Region Irish Dance Finals for the third year in a row. The competition, which is a key qualifier for national and international competition, has male categories, but Saltzman prefers to compete against the girls. Thousands of parents and competitors signed a petition to stop the practice to no avail. Michael Harrington reporting.
Egypt and Iran, two Muslim countries where homosexuality is outlawed, say they will formally protest a World Cup soccer match in Seattle that will celebrate gay pride. Leaders in each nation's soccer federations will lodge a complaint with FIFA, that's a sports governing body, and are threatening not to play the match on June 26 at Seattle Stadium. At the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, FIFA fiercely defended the right of the host nation's cultural norms. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Ford is pivoting away from its once ambitious electric vehicle plans.
The decision comes amid financial losses and waning consumer demand for the vehicles. Instead, it'll invest in more efficient gasoline engines and hybrid EVs. The Detroit automaker, which has poured billions of dollars into electrification along with most of its industry peers, said it will no longer make the F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck, instead opting for an extended-range version of the vehicle. Keith Peters, Washington.
The company behind the Roomba vacuum, iRobot, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, sending its stock down sharply. While America's employers added 64,000 jobs last month, the government says 105,000 jobs were lost in October. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.